Chapter 14. Now, my dear people, I believe you're wondering a little in your hearts about what you should do after you've entered through the way. But why do you wonder over these things in your hearts? Don't you remember, I told you that after you had received the Holy Ghost, you could speak the words of angels. Now, how could you speak the message of the angels unless you did it by the Holy Ghost? Angels speak by the power of the Holy Ghost. As a result, they speak Christ's words. Therefore, I told you, feast on Christ's words, because the words of Christ will tell you everything that you should do. After I've said these words, if you can't understand them, it will be because you don't ask or knock. Consequently, you aren't brought into the light, but are certain to perish in the dark. I tell you again, if you will enter through the way and receive the Holy Ghost, it will show you everything you should do. This is Christ's doctrine. No more doctrine will be given until after he visits you here on earth. Once he shows himself to you here on earth, you must obey what he tells you. Now, I can't say anything else. The Spirit keeps me from going on, and I'm left to mourn because of mankind's unbelief, wickedness, ignorance, and stubbornness. They refuse to search for knowledge or comprehend great knowledge when it's given plainly to them, just as plain as words can be. Now, my dear people, I sense you're still wondering in your hearts, and it distresses me that I have to speak about this. Because if you were willing to listen to the Spirit that teaches a person to pray, you would know you must pray. Because the evil spirit doesn't teach a person to pray. On the contrary, it teaches a person they must not pray. But I tell you that you must always pray and not be discouraged, and you must not begin to work on anything for the Lord unless you first pray to the Father in the name of Christ, that he'll consecrate your performance to you so your performance can be for your soul's well-being.